The Marble Hill Church of God Seventh-day Fellowship presents The Way It Ought to Be, with the good news of the kingdom of God coming to the earth and how you may prepare for it and avoid the calamities just around the corner.
This is Pete Hornbuckle with The Way It Ought to Be program. What will happen under our new president-elect? Millions and millions of Americans were and still are elated, happy, excited when they realize who would be the next president of the United States of America. Many were very saddened as well, but the results remain to be seen as to which way things will go for America these next 4 years, beginning in 2017. One thing for sure is that this nation was very shocked of the outcome of the president-elect to take office January 2017. Did he have an unseen hand in this election? Was it for a special purpose? If so, what? Does God have anything to do with whom becomes the leaders of nations in our modern world today? Is the God of creation even concerned about our nation and other nations as well? Haven't we, America, and the world, for that matter, done all we can to kick God out of our nations and our personal life, out of our affairs in every way, it seems? Are we a nation dedicated to living our life pleasing to God and according to His Word? Can we call our nation, or self, a Christian nation or a Christian individual anymore in this nation? Is God pleased with our morals, our conduct? If God's hand was in this election, was it because He is pleased with our lifestyle? When God looks at America, and He does, is He pleased with our conduct? What do you think God sees or knows about our nation and the world, for that matter? Does everyone on the earth today believe there is an all-powerful God that created the heavens, the earth, the sea, and all that in them is, including mankind? Well, of course not. Has everyone from childhood been taught there is an all-powerful Creator God that created everything, including all human beings, and for the purpose that He created human beings, and that this all-powerful God still exists and is in charge of everything and knows what's going on in this earth, and that nothing happens unless He allows it? No, my friend, we haven't been taught these things. We may have been to some degree in early America and up to maybe 1950, 1955 or so, but ever since then we've been drifting from God, kicking God out of every place that we can. This world doesn't realize God had a plan for man. The Bible tells us very plainly what God had in mind for the human race, why He created man on the earth. But of course, we have been taught the theory of evolution, which came from Satan the devil. Listen to that, my friend. The theory of evolution came from Satan the devil. And this world has swallowed that lie and is still running as fast as we can with it. We deny an all-powerful, intelligent creator being that says, "I am God, the creator, and beside me there is none other." God claims that He is God, and that beside Him there is none other. And He made a true statement. That is very true. "I am God, the creator," said God, "and beside me there is none other." So how could we believe there is a true, faithful, all-powerful creator God when this modern world has been taught right the opposite, that things just happen, the theory of evolution? My friends, kicking God out of our schools and out of our life, out of our nation, and out of everything that we can find to try to kick God out of is only to our detriment. Every time man has kicked God out of their personal life and out of their nation, out of their affairs, they have paid a big price. Every time man has kicked God out of his nation, they have paid a big price. This world and our nation is paying a big price today as well. But as I have said many times on the Way It Ought to Be program, that the price will continue to get higher and higher just as it did for previous generations, as the Bible and secular history tells us. For almost 400 years, our forefathers found themselves held captive by other nations, many, many times right in their own nation, their own homeland. Now, why did they come to that state? What happened in their life and nation that brought them to the state of captivity so many times? Have you ever wondered about that? Do you know the history of Israel, our forefathers? We're going to bring out some of that today, or at least in the series of these programs that I'm going to make. Let's let the Word of God tell us why they came to captivity so many times. And let the Word of God tell us why we are in the shape that we're in today in America. The theme of the book of Judges is mainly about the nation of Israel, our forefathers, and I want you to understand that we're the offspring of those people. But the book of Judges, the theme of it is mainly about the nation of Israel turning away from God, getting into severe trouble, time after time after time, then crying out to God for help and for God to deliver them. And God being a merciful God, and for His own name's sake, and His plan for His chosen nation Israel, and for all mankind, God intervened and delivered them by judges, which He would raise up for the purpose of delivering His people time after time out of captivity and giving them a better life. But God finally had enough, and they were finally taken captive and scattered throughout other nations, that is, the 10 tribes of Israel. They lost their identity and their language. Now, the tribe of Judah didn't lose their identity, and they didn't lose their language. That's why that we think that Judah, the little nation of Judah over in the Palestine area, that's why we think that they are all of Israel today. They're not. They're only one tribe or only one nation. The world doesn't know whom the nations of Israel are today. Now, as I said, Judah did not lose their Hebrew language or their identity. Do you think this nation, America, has forsaken God? And has God perhaps intervened one more time and raised up a judge to aid in delivering our nation of Israel one more time, this nation of Israel one more time? We hope that is the purpose for the outcome of this election in 2016. My friends, I and many of you realize the fact that if the morals of our nation doesn't change for the better, and if we don't begin to lead our nation in and by the instructions of God's Word and restore law and order, honesty and integrity, and the work habit of taking care of self and yours, then we won't have a nation much longer. Even the president-elect was saying in his campaign that this is our last chance, and I had been thinking that for some time. We can't continue to coast on the blessings that God gave this nation. God says He is with those while they are with Him. Do you think our nation is with God? Do you think our nation has been with God for the last 40, 50, 60 years? That means an individual family. If you're with God, that means an individual family. It means an individual. It means an individual family. It means a nation or the world. God also said, if you seek me, you will find me. But He also said, if you forsake me, I will forsake you. And this all means an individual, a family, a nation, the world. I want you to notice what God had to say here, and we've brought this out many, many times on the Way It Ought to Be program, but notice what God has to say here in 2 Chronicles chapter 15, beginning in verse 1. I want to give you a little background of this situation. King Asa was the king of Judah at that time, and you can read in chapter 14 that King Asa depended on God to deliver him and his nation, the Ethiopian army that had him outnumbered 2-1. And God did. God heard his prayer and God delivered him. After they had looted their enemies, routed their enemies, killed off their enemies, and looted their enemies, here they came marching back to Jerusalem. And here's what happened. In verse 1, 2 Chronicles 15, Now the Spirit of God came upon Azariah, the son of Oded. And he went out to meet Asa and said to him, Hear me, Asa, and all Judah and Benjamin. The Lord is with you while you are with him. Notice that, my friends, and God is still the same God today. God is with you while you are with him. The Lord is with you while you are with him. If you seek him, he will be found by you. That's still true today, my friend. I hope you realize this. But if you forsake him, he will forsake you. That is still true today. God is the same God today as he was back in the time of King Asa here. Verse 3. For a long time, Israel has been without the true God, without a teaching priest, and without law. That sounds like our nation today, doesn't it, my friend? I hope that you realize what God is saying here. I hope that you realize that unless you change your ways, that is, if you're not a Christian, unless you change your ways, unless you begin to obey your Maker, and unless this nation does, and unless this world does, this world and our nation is doomed. We are on our way out. We are at the end of our rope. Unless we change and turn to our Maker and begin to live by His Word. That's why man was created on this earth, to live by the Word of God and to become a son of God, born into His family. Verse 4 continues, But when in their trouble they turned to the Lord God of Israel and sought Him, He was found by them. That happened throughout the book of Judges, and the book of Judges covers almost 400 years that our forefathers were in and out of trouble, and God would raise up a judge and deliver them. They would turn to God, and God would give them rest for sometimes 20 years, sometimes 40 years, sometimes 80 years. As long as the judge was living and they were obeying God, they had rest and peace. God is still the same today. If we had a leader obeying God and crying out to our nation to turn to God, and our nation would turn to God, wouldn't have to be all of our nation, my friend, but it would need to be over 50% of us, and we're not near there, I can tell you that. But God would give us rest on every side. God would begin to bless this nation. But when in their trouble they turned to the Lord God of Israel and sought him, he was found by them. You can find God today if you want to. And in those days there was no peace to the one who went out nor to the one who came in, but great turmoil was on all of the inhabitants of the land. That sounds like the day that we're living in today, my friends. I hope that you will realize this. See, my time is up. We'll pick this up on our next program. In the meantime, we have a couple of booklets that you should request and hopefully read along with your Bible. Booklet number 1, Evidence of the End Time. We are living in the end time, and we don't have long to change, my friends. Booklet number 2, How to Be a Real Christian. And that we need to do. Yes, we need to know how to be a real Christian and become a real Christian. So all you have to do to request those booklets is just call us, the Marble Hill Church of God, 573-238-3675, or email us at thewayitoughtobe@hotmail.com. Order online, www.thewayitoughtobe.org. This is Pete Hornbuckle on behalf of the Marble Hill Church of God. Thanks for joining us today, and I hope you will realize what God is telling us.
Thanks for listening to Pete Hornbuckle and the Way It Ought to Be program, presented by the faithful members and co-workers of the Marble Hill Church of God Seventh Day. Located on County Road 300, one block north of the Cat Ranch in Marble Hill. Meeting Saturday, the Sabbath, at 2 p.m. You can listen to our previously recorded broadcasts or order free literature on our website at www.thewayitoughtobe.org. Or call us at 573-238-3675 or email us at thewayitoughtobe@hotmail.com. Our address is Marble Hill Church of God Seventh Day. Post Office Box 615, Marble Hill, Missouri, 63764.